Ashley.
Taylor.
Unrated or unruly?
Unrated.
Okay. What's a kink that you aren't into yourself, but you could see yourself trying it if your partner asked you to? Like, if they were really into it.
Okay. So. All right. So I'm not into this at all. I just want you to know I'm not into this. But I guess I would try it because I'm just like, okay, maybe I would try it. Is I think I would let someone do something to my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would do the feet thing. I don't think I would like it at all because I'm really ticklish. So I don't think you would do anything for me. Like, I've seen some like weird videos before where guys like really get into it.
Oh yeah.
But like I'm probably like biting off way more than I can handle. But like, not that I would ever experience this because Lumberjack would run for his life. But like still I'm just saying, like, I think that's something I would try.
Yeah, I think at some point I said the same thing and I ended up doing it for them. Honestly, not as weird as I thought it would be, because it was kind of like they like you so, they want you so bad that they're worshiping every part of you.
Okay.
One that I said that I would be down to do, this is going to sound so weird. This is like a more obscure one, where you're having sex with somebody, like maybe they're like behind you, like doggy position, and you're kind of ignoring them. Maybe you've done that if you've ever been on the phone. And they try to, like, have sex with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Have you ever had that happen?
No.
It's kind of fun.
Is it?
Yeah. I was on, like, a call for work years ago. And we started having sex while I was on the call. And I had to keep calm and, like, not do anything.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yes.
And you ignore them almost like they're not there.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hot.
Really?
That was when I at first I was like, I don't know. I kind of like to be in the moment. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm not there.
Right.
I was worried about him feeling hurt.
Right.
Like, I was like, what if that makes you feel weird?
Yeah.
And then we didn't do it at the time we talked about it. We started doing stuff like that, like, a little bit later on. Not that often, but when it would happen, it was really hot.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I'll be pillow princess, I don't care.
Wow.
So it was like, I was watching TV once, and the same thing, just, we started having sex, and I was just, like, watching TV.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know what it is. I think it's like a, like, what I think is hot about it to them is it's like, I can just do this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and it's not a big deal. Like, I just have access to her.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, I can't think of any that I haven't done that I would maybe try. You know what? Maybe the wax. What if it actually feels good?
What wax?
Not real candle wax. The one that's meant for sex play.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I would do that, too.
Yeah. It does,
yeah,
sounds
I think
like
I would
it could,
do that.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't really get what it's supposed to do.
I don't know what it's supposed to do either. I think, I don't know.
A little bit of pain, maybe?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a pain person.
So BDSM and all that stuff, I would never do.
I feel like I would maybe try the wax if it was the one meant for sex.
Yeah.
If you come near me with a real candle.
Yeah.
It just feels different. It feels like there's a certain kind of wax that needs to be
I think used. It's supposed to be special wax.
I don't want to get a rash or a burn.
Imagine. People are crazy.
People do some crazy shit. I don't want to get fucked up just to have sex with you.
Yeah.
It's not that
it's very
serious
strange.
For me.
What made you think that would be like, I don't know. People, that's like a whole different kind of thing.
I don't know. At some point, something led people to hanging upside down from hooks and fucking
God,
stuff.
Oh my God, not that.
Some guy was just like, you know, it would be really fun if I made this unpleasant.
Right.
Yeah. <You know? laughs>
But that's...
I really love having a bad time. Welcome back to Unrated Unruly. Ashley, we have been sitting next to each other since the last episode we recorded.
We have.
But how are you?
Great. Great. Just fantastic.
You know what I was thinking about when I was getting ready today?
What?
I like when it becomes really nice out, which today it's shitty, but the last like week it was actually kind of nice. Do you remember when the freckles became such a big thing a couple years ago?
Yep.
And then they started making the freckle pens and like people really embracing freckles. I was doing a little bit of freckles today, just on my, like, across my nose. I think it looks so cute.
Yeah.
And when I'm tan, I do have freckles.
Yeah.
But I'm always fake tan. I'm not really out in the sun like that. So I like to put them on a little bit, or like put back where my moles are on my face. Like, I like to fill them back in if I cover them with makeup. And I was remembering when the freckles became such a big thing, and people with real freckles were like, I was bullied my whole life for my freckles. And now it's like, there's like a trend. And it's like, okay, do I believe that some people got made fun of for freckles? Sure. What, they called you freckles? That's actually adorable. But I'm sure that there are people out there who got bullied for having fucking freckles. There are a lot of people, though, that just want to have a struggle so bad.
I say this all the time, and this is what frustrates me, though, is that people just want to have a story.
They do, and it pisses me off. When I had freckles.
Every single person has gone through something where you've been made fun of for something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but, like, unfortunately, the world is kind of mean.
Yeah.
And people do some fucked up shit. And, like, I'm sorry, but we've all had it.
But come on, the freckles? Like, you want to be a victim so bad.
Yes, you do.
It's crazy. Like they were actually offended. The freckle community rose up, and they were like, uh-uh, you guys can't do that.
Oh, geez.
Come off
I did not know about the freckle community.
They are, what? You know, marginalized community, and we don't talk about it enough. We don't talk about the people out there with freckle struggles.
Oh, my gosh.
I've always thought that they were pretty.
I think that they're pretty.
I think, yeah. It's not that fucking deep, and it never was, and it's never been that serious.
No.
And it's like, some people were saying it, and they had, like, a splot, a little, like, little stroke of a paintbrush of
freckles. Is it that their
freckles.
Whole body was filled with them?
If it was somebody who head to toe, you ever see people that have like a lot of pigment and they have like a lot of like freckles. That I understand a little bit more, maybe, because I think that makes people so unique and like cool looking.
I think so too.
And a lot of people that are models have like unique features like that. But I could see somebody like that in like, you know, as a kid, maybe getting picked on for that. You got picked on because you had a cute little patch of freckles across your nose?
Oh, brother. Oh, brother is right.
Yeah. I think they make grants for people like that.
The freckle grants? Stop it.
Come
I'm
on.
With you.
I just don't like when people just need to have
I
a fucking
don't either.
Thing. They need
it's
to,
ridiculous.
They need to have a story.
Everyone needs a story.
I'll give you a story.
I'll give you one, too.
I don't know what that means, but
I don't know either.
We're being vaguely threatening.
Threatening. We're threatening the freckle community. Stop.
It's us versus the freckles.
It is.
Freckles is a cute-ass name.
It is.
Freckles. Okay, freckles. Like, or Pippi Longstocking.
Pippi, I loved Pippi.
Me too. That's not the worst. You got called Pippi
Longstocking.
Called
so many different things.
Yeah. And look, they're in, so you can't even complain.
Facts.
Okay. Topics for today. First one, I've seen discourse online about how it's hard for men to approach women and date people organically because there's no place where men are like allowed to talk to women in public. I gotta say, I would not be bothered if men did not come up to me in public and talk to me. But we can talk about it a bit. Are there places where you feel like it's more appropriate than other places?
So I actually have to like make a funny first about this because it's so weird that this is like the topic.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, guys, but there is a spot for me that it doesn't matter if I'm pregnant or I'm not pregnant. There is a guarantee place that I will forever be hit on.
I think I know what it is.
The Wawa.
Yep.
The other day, it happened to me again. But this time, it was the weirdest pickup I had had yet. Well, no, I mean, it's pretty weird when you're picking up a pregnant woman, but, you know. I literally, it was on a nice day, okay. So my feet were out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was walking, and this guy goes, wow, those sandals are great. And he was like a construction worker.
Oh, I was going to say, was he like, it was you like, are slaying
no,
the house?
No,
no, he was
like he
I
just
want to
got
take a picture
his
of
coffee,
your feet.
Like hard hat on. He's like, those sandals are great.
Oh.
And I was like, I was like, I was so taken back because I was like, wait, what? And then I like looked down. I was like, I looked back up at him and I was like, thanks. He's like, I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice little compliment for
so,
you.
So, Wawa, what is happening?
You feel like, oh, I got them at TJ Maxx.
I know. I'm like, I don't know how to respond to this. Am I supposed to tell you that where I got them or supposed to say thank you?
Because
you, like,
you don't care about the sandals.
Yeah.
You don't care about the fucking sandals.
You wanted the feet.
You want the feet.
In the mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want toes.
Yeah, that's what you wanted.
I feel like when if you heard that, your toes would just
yes, everything
crawl
was like,
underneath, like try to hide your foot.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So, but all I can say is, like, when it comes to these kind of things, I truly don't mind really getting hit on. I don't, but it's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Don't make it, like, creepy. Like,
yeah.
Say something... You know what I like? I like when there's jokes.
That's when banter your way in. Banter your way in.
Make it funny.
Yeah.
Say something like, I don't even need you to tell me I'm beautiful. I don't need anything like that. I need it to be kind of like funny first. If you want to make a compliment after, once we're talking,
yeah,
that's fine. But start it off with something like a little bit quirky.
Which is the best way to do it, because you don't know if that person even wants to fucking talk to you.
No.
So feel it out first.
Exactly.
Work your way in there. You know, right. Have a little bit of people skills here.
Right. Exactly.
And then talk to them.
Exactly. The one time this guy at Walla, I don't know, guys.
You're hitting it.
I'm hitting it at Walla. I was like making my coffee, and then we realized that it wasn't the one that I had. It was like out, you know, when they're out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man. He's like, oh, you like that kind? Really cute guy. Just way older, but yeah, still, I would have hit it. But anyway, he's like, you like this? I was like, yeah. And then he's like, you know what? Try this, and then put this in it, and then put that in it. And I was like,
I like that.
Okay. So I did. And he's like, if we bump in here again, let me know if you like that. And it was so fucking good.
That is suave.
And I would have been like, yeah, I'll show you something you like too.
Come back. Come back. What else do you like?
I mean,
what's your favorite little Debbie cake? Point it out. What do you like?
What else? I'll show you things.
What else do you like in this Wawa? Because that's cute. It's a little funny.
Right.
That's such a good pickup.
See, like things like that, it's like, but if you're going to come up to me and you're going to be like, toes.
Like your sandals and the feet attached. Really cool.
In mouth now.
Sick. Thank you for building our roads and making our city safe.
What did the guy say to you when you were walking into the
when he called me a Gucci?
Gucci.
He called me a Gucci mama. They're mean to me at Wawa. I'm not having this experience.
I think you're going to the wrong ones.
I think the gas station on the corner is not. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The Eastern ones.
I need to go to the better Wawas. Yes. My Wawa does not have gas.
Oh, that's
there's
why.
A gas station across the street. You got to go there to get your sandwich.
Gas station.
Drive and make a U-turn to get your gas. Yep. It's kind of bullshit. And everyone there's mean to me. They ask me for money, and then they berate me when I don't give them money.
Oh,
so lately, I've just been giving them all money.
Stop it.
And they're not homeless.
What are they?
They're just people.
Imagine.
I'm dead serious. One of them is the neighbor. I know you live in a house, motherfucker.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. He lives next door and he asks people for money. You live right there.
So he just goes up to you. He's just like, here, give me money.
He just goes, you got any change? You live next to me in a house. You fuck. Unless he's squatter rights. Like,
oh my God.
I saw you take groceries in the house. Anyway, yeah, they're not well out here. He's just asking people for money just because you can do it and it's legal.
God,
you
can.
You can technically just go outside of a place and be like, money, you got any for me? Can I have some?
You have some money?
Like, nothing's stopping you.
Why aren't we doing that?
I'm about to start
just walking around with like, money?
Fucking don't fund me. I'm going to go to Wawa. Every guy that's like, sandals, money?
Money?
You have money?
Money?
Give me money?
You like my sandals? Money?
Because a nice Wawa kind of is like a little bit of like, people are talking and they're friendly. They're in good mood. There's light coming in.
There's light coming in.
There's a lot of light. I don't like being in a place that's already kind of scary, like a gas station at night, and someone tries to talk to you. I think you need to treat women when they are by themselves out in the wild like they are deer.
Yes.
Like that's a doe, and you need to be so cautious. You need to approach with caution, make them feel comfortable. And then if they seem warm and like welcoming to you, then you can kind of compliment or like just be like, you know, say something nice to them and see if they go along with it. Then you can ask for a number. It's like a lot of the times when we're out, we're just trying to get shit done.
I also think it depends on the time.
Yeah.
Like if it's night, I don't know, guys, I just gotta be honest with you. Night is kind of sketch.
I don't like it.
I don't feel like, unless I'm with another woman, that's different. Or like, but I feel like hitting on me at night is just not a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm already going to be uncomfortable. You're some random guy walking up to me. Again, unless we're inside somewhere and there's a bunch of other people, that's a different situation. But I do think read your audience. Again, it's all about how you're saying it.
It's about context.
Yeah.
Like, where are we? Okay, we're out on the street and there's a lot of people around and we're both walking a dog and you say something to me. Cool. I've got my dog here. There's people around. It's broad daylight. I'm walking by myself and you're walking by yourself on that same street with no one around at 11 p.m. Don't talk to me.
No.
In fact, cross the street when I'm walking because I'm already fucking scared.
Right.
It's just not safe out here.
No.
And I really think the people that are saying these things about how there's no place to meet women, it's like, they don't have people skills.
No.
They don't have social skills, a lot of them. And you do have to kind of strengthen that almost like a muscle if you don't have it.
Right.
So you need to start off by just having normal conversation with women where the objective is not to get their number or hit on them. You just need to get comfortable with talking to people, honestly.
Right.
And like if you can't do that, then you're probably not going to hit it off when you try to flirt with somebody.
Absolutely not. And that's the thing, is just being able to, what we say all the time, read the room, which I'm not trying to be awful because I know we have a lot of male listeners, but sometimes there's a struggle there.
Yeah.
With that, I've noticed. Yeah. So it's like, just read the room. And if it's not the right time, just don't do it.
Have some empathy. It is not easy doing shit, even just being out in the world alone.
Right.
Women have gotten attacked, kidnapped in broad fucking daylight. It's just not a safe world. And you need to realize that you are a part of that group.
Yep.
Think about it. If there were no, I saw somebody say this on TikTok the other day. If there were no men, we would not be scared to go out at night. Yep. Think about it. What are you scared of?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not lions, tigers, and bears.
No.
Even men are scared of other men.
Yeah.
When they're out at night. They're scared of getting mugged or hurt or like whatever. Even men get like attacked and like assaulted. Right. So it's like, just keep that in mind. And let's be, we're docile creatures, okay? Even if we're not, because I don't think I come off as docile. No. I'm stomping around giant. But hey, come up to me like I am.
Right.
And approach with caution, you know?
Yep.
It's all about fucking context. It's all about the way you came up, what you said, where I am. You know, all these things come into effect. I would say where I never want someone speaking to me is probably like a gas station, like I said.
Yep.
I don't want to be spoken to.
At a park.
At a park. Yeah, I don't like that.
On a trail?
No. Imagine. Oh, because immediately it's like, I have to give you my number or I'm going to die.
Right.
I don't.
Fake one.
If someone's at a bus stop, leave them alone.
It's just like, it has to be in a, either at a bar where people are mingling, again, at a Wawa, inside. Yeah. Like
something where there's like an escape route.
There has to be where there's a lots of other people around.
Yeah.
Where there has to be more comfort in it. It can't be in places like that.
No, I've told the story about when that guy hit on me at the bus stop and I gave him a fake number because he came up to me fucking out the gate just being fucking nasty and like being way too full on, and it scared me, and I gave him a fake number thinking he was gonna walk away because he wasn't taking, or no, he was taking the bus, but I thought he wasn't taking the bus. Gave him a fake number and he called it in front of me, and then he goes, give me your real number, and he gave me the phone and I put my real number in, and then he sat behind me on the bus. Fucking terrifying. Don't ever, that guy had something wrong with him.
Yeah.
So he's a poor example, but I mean, I can't get away, I have to get on the bus.
Right.
So maybe a place where we're stuck there isn't the best option.
Right.
Like if I have my car, then maybe I feel a little bit safer. You know, I can get away from you. But anything really just stuck. And gas stations are already fucking creepy enough. Like I'm stuck there pumping my gas.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Facts.
I will fucking pour gasoline on you.
Facts. And then light it.
I'll smoke a cigarette right now.
Yeah, right now.
Somebody give me a cigarette because I don't have any on me because I don't smoke cigarettes. But
facts.
Give me one now. Okay. Next topic. Do you know, or you know what you sign up for, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a relationship.
So a really, one of my good friends, he's a very, very honest person. And I love him for that. But he's very charismatic. Like he's one of those guys that like, he'll light up a room because like everyone loves him kind of thing. And he, I had said, because he was telling me a story and he was like, you know, like, I have so many like girlfriends, like female friends, and he does. I happen to be one.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, he's like, yeah, I'll get like text messages at all times of nights from like my female friends. And I'm like, your wife, you know, insert name, but you know, your wife, she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, she knows who she married. So that was like a really interesting way to say that. But I mean, it kind of made me, and I was like, and I kind of like side-eyed him. And he's like, what do you mean? And he like looked at me and he's like, I mean, I'm super like, he's like, you know, I'm who I am. Like, I have a lot of girlfriends and, you know, this is just who I am. And she knew this before we walked down the aisle. Like, this is just who I am.
Yeah.
So, like, how do we feel? Like, it's a very raw and honest thing for him to say.
Yeah.
But is that true? And, like, I mean, I don't know.
I think a lot of the time when somebody has a characteristic like that, you kind of expect it to change once things get serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you end up falling in love with somebody regardless of like that fundamental flaw, and you can't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
But I would consider considering yourself to be a flirty personality, to be a little bit of like, I would consider that to be like a, I don't know, what's the word? Like it's, you're on thin ice with something like that. Something like that can come to a head and result in something else at any moment. You know what I mean? And you have to really know that person's personality and their heart to know that it's not going to mean anything else. And even then, you have to be so secure with yourself.
You do.
But in general, do you know what you're getting yourself into? Like, yeah, you kind of know what you signed up for. But sometimes you just expect things to change or you expect somebody to grow out of a behavior. And then it's kind of like, you know, it's on you at that point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And sometimes you don't know what you signed up for.
No, you don't. And that's what's the thing is I think who you choose, you have to choose wisely. And I do believe that. I have been with a very charismatic person. I do know him very well. And I find him to be very charismatic, but I think he is a very good person.
Yeah.
So it's like a different kind of, but like, I just think that, I think she did know what she signed up for when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And he does have so many friends in general. I don't think I could ever be with a person like that.
No.
It's just not for me. I love him, but I don't think I could ever be with a person like that. And I do think it does, you just, that does take a special kind of person to be with somebody like that.
It does.
But I do think you do kind of know, but I also think it put a lot of things into perspective for me. Because I do think you should know what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Before you make really raw decisions about anything. And if there are things that you're questioning, get those answers before you make full big commitments.
Because I've definitely been there. I've been like, I thought I knew, but there were still some question marks. And I was like, do I really want to know right now? You do. What is it? Is that the red pill?
Right.
In the Matrix?
Right.
I do want to know the truth. I know. It feels better when you don't. Sometimes you gotta.
No, like you have to know because like the way I see it and like I've always kind of saw it this way is just like it's better to have all the answers because you can get backburnering something. But like if you're really not cool with a certain personality type, you're only going to hurt yourself because he's not totally wrong in the way that he's like, I was being honest. Mm-hmm. This is just who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
And if you did have a problem with it, you should have said something.
Yeah, because then they get to kind of use that against you and be like, you knew who the fuck you married.
Because I did even say, like, because he said something about, like, he was going to be away. He was saying he was giving me an example of something where he had, like, all these events to go to and she wasn't going to be at any of these events. He was saying something to me. He said he had all these events to go to and she wasn't going to be at any of them. But he did give her the option.
Yeah.
To, like, there was, like, two out of the three he didn't have to go to. Just one was work-related.
Yeah.
And she said, no, you can go to all. That's on her.
Yeah. At some point, it's like, you know, she's not going
to. But then later on, she gets angry.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe she's just like, I can't control what he does anyway. So I'm going to let him.
No.
Because sometimes you do have to let somebody shoot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're going to do what you're going to do. But you can't. God, that's so tough. Because like, I say that, but
we all do that.
Yeah.
We all do that. But at the same time, like, we have to. But like, you're going to set your relationship up for failure if you continue not to put your foot down if you really don't like something about the person.
Or maybe the fear is that if you do, they'll do it anyway. And then it will feel more like disrespect, like blatant disrespect.
I don't know. I feel like there are certain people that are. So that's where it comes back to it. Do you think there are certain people that are bendable?
Yeah, I think that most people will grow out of things like that.
I think so, too.
But that's a gamble you're taking.
But that's
and you
kind
of have to be cognizant of that. Like, I know I'm taking a risk.
But how quickly into a relationship do you need to start working on things to see, like, okay, what are we changing here?
That's what's tough, because at what point do you decide this is the person who I could see myself staying with and this is worth putting in this kind of effort?
Right.
Because they have to seem like they understand that this is a flaw themselves. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes they use the excuse of, this is how I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't you want to be better, maybe?
Don't you want to be a better man?
You want to be a better person for me? Please? Please do it. But they don't.
No.
And then they always will have that to go back to of like, you know who the fuck I was? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like they get to always fall back on that. So unless you make it known that that's an issue up front, you're kind of fucked.
I agree.
Because then they're just going to be like, you just want to change me.
Yeah. I do.
Everyone, in a perfect world, you'd be with somebody mm-hmm. and like every single thing about them and you wouldn't want to change anything.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that because some people just do fucking annoying shit. And you, you would change it if you could, but you mm-hmm. can't. They have to have the will to change on their own.
That's the thing, too. And you have to kind of nip it kind of quickly of like what is going to be worth it, too. Because my mom always says to me, like, pick the fights that are worth the fights.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be nitpicky about every little thing, then what are you even doing in this relationship?
Pick your battles.
Like, pick your battles, right? Yeah. So, like, I guess you have to pick, like, what's worth, like, changing.
Yeah. What's...
Can't change everything.
Yeah, then it's like, what's big enough? If I don't like any aspect of you, then it's like, I'm being controlling.
I just want the thing.
Yeah.
I don't want anything else.
And I do not think that it is controlling behavior to expect somebody to change a specific behavior.
No.
I don't think that's controlling. I think if you don't like that person at all and you want to mold them into a different person, then that is like controlling behavior.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's tough because you're going to get with people and you're going to see something you don't like and you have to decide, you know, if they don't feel like changing, can I put up with this forever? I don't know. I couldn't deal with that. That takes a person with more, I don't know.
But then, like, there's
confidence, patience, maybe?
Patience, confidence. I think that a lot of people do stay in things too because of, you know, they have the life that they want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Because if everything else is like fine, you pick what matters to you, what you really care about, the image or the how well you get along on a friendship basis or the romantic aspect.
But that's got to be so hard. It's just like if you got all those other things, but then. That one thing is like, I don't know if I could.
This is why I push. What's the worst thing that's going to happen if you ask a guy all these questions that you always wanted to ask, or you tell him everything you feel and the things you feel you cannot accept, and you tell him all of this? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? He's going to go to a group chat full of other douchebag dingle dongs and go, she's fucking crazy. They are. They had a bunch of fucking rocks for brains, and they're all going to go, oh my gosh, she's fucking crazy, bro. That's the worst case scenario.
Right.
And what?
Right.
You care about what Fred and Douglas think of you? Who is Fred and Douglas?
Fred and Douglas.
Two fucking dingle dongs.
They sound like dingle dongs.
They are dingle dongs.
That's my new favorite word.
That's the name of their fucking group chat, dingle dongs. They're a bunch of Marvin can go off and tell them everything.
Yep.
And they'll be like, she's fucking crazy. That's it. Yep. Now what? And you didn't die. And you're still standing and you're going to meet somebody else.
Yep.
And what? Let them think you're fucking crazy if crazy means expressing yourself and telling them what you have a problem with. You're going to scare them off. Oh, were they a little birdie?
Right.
Hey, get a backbone. You know what I mean? Not you.
Good one. No,
you. I'm talking to you if you aren't already doing that. Then you got to get a backbone.
Right.
Do it. Pull the plug. Who fucking cares? We're going to die one day. It doesn't matter. Who cares if some guy thinks you're crazy?
Who cares?
You know how many men think I'm crazy?
Oh my God, everybody thinks I'm crazy.
I don't have enough hands. Who fucking cares?
It's true.
It actually does not matter. And you know you're not crazy for telling somebody something that you should be telling them.
Right.
And that they should theoretically want to hear.
Right.
But sometimes they just don't want to be told about themselves or be confronted with something that they've been pushing off and don't want to change.
Exactly.
You know? How do you feel about that? Like, when somebody says they have a flirty personality in general, do you feel like it's kind of an out for whatever they do in the future? Because I've always kind of thought that. I have experienced like girlfriends who genuinely come off as flirty to a lot of people, but I don't know. It just
so
never sits right with me. Sometimes it's true, but
yeah, I do think it's a little bit of an out because I do feel like you should be able to tame yourself. Yeah. I think there's a difference between being very friendly, and flirty. Flirty is different from friendly.
I agree.
And you should be able to know the difference.
I think that some people get labeled as flirty personalities when really they're just really friendly.
Friendly.
And they're friendly to everybody.
Yeah. And I think there is a difference. And I definitely can tell the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely can tell the difference between a person who is friendly and flirty.
I do see that as, like, a red flag. And I think you could still be, like, objectively good person and, like, have things like this, like, be a flirty personality or whatever.
Yeah, I think so too.
I do think it is, in a way, excusing something you haven't done yet.
Yep.
Because it's like, well, I am a flirty person.
Right. Then it's automatic. You're like, well, I'm just going to say this because it's just going to help me out. And it's like, no, don't do that. We're not going to play that game.
Yeah. No. It sets off every alarm bell in my head. Yep. Like, oh, okay, so you're just going to flirt with people in front of me.
Right.
Or behind my back. Right. Even worse. Actually, equally worse.
Equally worse. Yeah. We're not going to play that game.
Yeah. I like to eat. And if I go through your phone and I see you being a flirty personality to people, I won't be able to eat.
Facts.
Actually, maybe I should go through a phone. Maybe that would help with the calorie deficit.
Facts.
Girl, I've been fucking hungry. Oh, and I'm not starving myself, but I've been hungry. This is not easy. I miss when, like,
see, I get that, have to start being hungry because, girl, I'm eating for everybody.
I need to go through a phone. I'm telling
cake.
You.
Wait, birthday why cake. Wait, why do we have birthday cake right now at the house?
Why because is it so good?
It was Lumberjack's birthday.
Oh, that's valid.
So we have, and of course, I got, like, a really good one.
Yeah.
So we're like, I'm like, oh, we got cake. And then nobody likes cake like I do.
Oh,
he'll have
God.
One piece and he's fine. Maria, she'll have a couple pieces. Me, I eat it till it's gone. I'm like, we're not still having leftovers. No, guess who's still eating leftovers? Mom, until it's gone.
If it's a cookie cake.
Oh, my God. Those are so good.
When you messaged me the other day about cookie cake, I was like, oh, I'm sitting there eating a banana. And I was like, I wish this was a cookie cake. I want a cookie cake so bad. I'm going to get a cookie cake one of these days.
Somebody's
as, like,
birthday's
my little
coming
off.
Up.
Yeah.
You have a big family. Whose
yeah.
birthday is coming up? Just make it.
My mom and Drama King in June.
Oh, right.
I can hold out till June to eat a whole cookie
out.
Cake by myself.
See? Well, Easter's coming. Just get an Easter cookie cake.
That's a pretty good reason to eat
yeah.
some candy. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I really, truly think that candy tastes better when it's in an egg shape.
Yes.
Egg shape Reese's?
You sound just like Lumberjack.
Like
he literally said the same thing to me. He was like, do you know that when you bring home Reese's and they're shaped like eggs, it's so much better.
It's true.
I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, when they're like the holiday ones, just so much better.
They're softer.
I'm like, what?
A regular Reese's
what does
cup.
Even mean?
Why has it got the crispy edges?
Right.
Because then it hurts my mouth.
I don't even know.
A Reese's egg, a Cadbury egg, a even a Santa Claus, something shaped
yes,
like
that's
a
what
Santa.
He said. Same yeah. thing. I'm like,
yeah, chocolate shaped like a Santa.
A Santa.
A Santa. Always Santa. Better. I swear
that's
by
so
this.
That's so funny.
That's so good.
That cracks me up.
My stomach right now is like punching me over and over.
But
I swear,
good, though.
I'm
I have
not...
to get back on the thing. I really do. Like, I'm so disappointed in myself because.
Don't be.
But this has been like, I don't know why I can't get back on.
This is life. It's like that.
I know. But I think like it's been such a big stress with the kids
mm-hmm.
and everything that's been going on. It's just like I need to get back in a. And every time I say I'm about you, someone gets sick or something happens where
yeah.
I'm like. Okay, just take some more time out of my no time in my day.
That's what I'm, you know what? If you switch, if
right.
something, yeah.
Yeah, if I switch my life.
Yeah. if a life change
you
happens
switch,
in the
right,
future,
exactly.
it'll be easier
yes,
to transition
I think
into
so
it.
Because yeah.
it is
it's
time
home.
Consuming.
Yeah.
It's like I'm eating less and I'm hitting my protein, I'm hitting my fiber, I'm hitting my whatever.
Right.
But I have to think about it so much and it actually takes up so much of your day.
Right.
Where you would think you're thinking about food less, but you're thinking about food more because you're
right.
thinking about how do I hit my protein? How do I get enough of this? How do I keep below my deficit? It's
right.
like, oh, it's fucking annoying. It's so much work. I wish I could have somebody just come and tell me what to eat.
Right. Just give you all your things.
Yes. I want them to do that. And turkey sandwich and cheese stick and a yogurt. And
right.
now you're good. And then the fridge has a giant fucking padlock on it and an eye scanner.
Right.
Right.
Like,
and I'm not even starving myself. I'm eating 3 meals a day and snacks.
Right.
It's just I want all the stuff I can't have.
I'm the same way.
And I'm not a moderation kind of bitch.
No,
so
that's
don't
the
even
thing. I know.
Don't. I can
I
already
know.
Hear it. So everybody goes, well, you could still eat. No.
I know.
No. I morph into, I turn into a, what's the thing if you feed it? It grows. Gremlin.
Chia pet? Oh.
Chia pet.
Gremlin.
I am a chia pet. And if you fucking feed me. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna the week. I'm gonna grow a fucking afro. Is that what you people want from me? I can't. I'm not going to McDonald's and eating a small fry and apple slice. Fuck you.
Oh my God.
How about I'll go eat that stuff when I can have the portion size I want to have.
Right.
All right. So, you know, I'm yelling at nobody.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm yelling at the people who keep telling me, trying to be positive, being
yes.
like, you can sit, eat whatever you want. No, I can't.
You know,
I did that and it didn't work out. Okay.
You know what's so funny about the Chia Pet? I was going to buy Lumberjack, the Michael Myers Chia Pet they had, but it didn't look like Michael Myers.
I was going to say, what did it look
like? I don't know. It looked really.
It Michael
like
Myers
he,
with an afro?
It looked like he had like these weird glasses on. I was like, I don't think he's going to get it. He's going to be like, I'm doing a Chia Pet with this weird guy with glasses on. Because you couldn't see the whole mask.
Oh, he's just going to be like, thanks for the guy.
Like
the Chia Pet guy.
It looks like a guy, like a biker guy.
Okay. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Back
guys.
Into the rain we go. Thank you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, you can leave your girls a review if you feel like it. Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We really appreciate it. And come follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kate Felly.
It's at that Ash Bash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Monday.
Bye.